This is Bernard Hogan.
How? I'm not allowed to do it, I'm
an operator will be with you as soon as possible. If your call is an emergency, please hang up or redial 999. Please note your call may be recorded.
Hello, Metropolitan Police. What's your reason for calling?
I'm just curious about a question. If I've got an appeal date set and I've been trying to get the appeal, the case to appeal, and I've been trying for over 1,300 days now, I've been to court 10 times, and every time I go to court, they keep evading the truth and evading what the evidence that I'm showing. Is there no way that I can get the police, another police officer, to oversee the case?
Right, so you're reporting something to us, an officer that's dealing with the case, you're not happy with the outcome of it?
Yeah, basically, an officer, basically, and the Crown Prosecution, I've shown continuously evidence supporting the fact. I'm being accused of having an ASBO put against me. I've proven that the ASBO was actually manufactured and fabricated in being made by all the timestamps and that being incorrect. I'm being forced to trial. I've handed two Article 6s in. I've handed loads of complaints. I've been phoning up this number trying to speak to official people. And Jane Johnson, I believe, was the superior of a Steve Ellsman, who was the developer of the application. And no one wants to oversee the case or take responsibility, or no one wants to accept the fact that I'm not white. Like, on the 999 call, the actual person that actually made the 999 call, he actually states that the females and males were actually white in colour. And I'm mixed race and I see three, and it's not hard for any police officer to pick up this case bundle, go to the page that I'm referring to and see that I'm correct, and not hold me captive any longer. I've got another 120 days, I'm being told, till I can even get to a trial again. I've been waiting 1,200 already.
Right, okay. What is it that you're wanting me to try and do for you this evening?
I want somebody to actually oversee the case. I heard that there's a new Colin Adrian who's took over Edmonton Police Station. Is that, am I correct in believing that he's the superintendent now, and that he should be able to oversee the conduct of any other police officer below his rank?
I couldn't tell you who the superintendent was, to be honest, because I deal with all of London. If you're wanting to file a complaint about how the officers dealt with it, we can obviously do that if you want.
I've done that, but the complaint keeps being suspended until I get to trial, and every time I try to get to trial, the case is being postponed because I've already handed in Article 6s showing that I can't have a fair trial. So I'm being forced to another trial in another 120 days again. And when I get to that trial, I'm going to refuse to have a trial because I've handed in Article 6s showing corruption in the time stamps and the URN numbers continuously logging after each other and the create dates being changed. I've shown evidence beyond reasonable doubt. So I don't see why I should have to wait another 120 days again to be told that, for me to scream and shout that I'm Article 6 to my human rights, to be told that I can't have another trial, for it to be postponed for another 6 months again. And this is what keeps happening. I've been to court 10 times now. So someone must be able to oversee this, because I'm clearly stating what's going to happen in 120 days. I'm going to go to court and scream my Article 6, show that I'm correct and right, and they're going to postpone it for another 6 months again. And this is my life that's going to waste because no one wants to act correct within the jurisdiction and the constraints of the law that they represent.
I mean, whoever the officer is that's dealing with it, I can obviously get in contact with their line manager if you want me to do that. I mean, at the end of the day, we're subject to the Crown Prosecution Service and what they decide. But if you want me to try and run this past the officer dealing with the line manager, we can do that.
Well, who would the line manager be for PC Steve Ellsmore and for Jane Johnson herself? Because Jane Johnson's signature's on it, and so is Steve Ellsmore, as well as many other officers. Officers' signatures are on it.
Right, so Steve Ellsmore is one of them, is that?
Yeah, he's the developer of the application. Jane Johnson instructed him to create an ASBO application for the organisation of illegal waves, and I was never even arrested for that. And it states illegal.
To start with, is Steve Ellsmore, is he an Edmonton officer?
Yeah, he's an YED officer, and he's the developer of the application. It's his login that's on every page from when someone's been logging into the police national computer and been editing all of and manufacturing all the evidence.
Right,
What? The timestamps are wrong. I've spoke to so many people and they've said that it's impossible for the timestamps to go backwards on CADs. Like, you can't have one CAD at 500. Every hour, the call centre would most probably get 300 phone calls. And that would work out to, like, 100 and, to what, like, 150 calls for every 30 minutes. So you'd know that if you've got a timestamp of 500, for instance, you know if it's 100 calls later, you should know that it should be at least 20 minutes after, not go backwards in time. And that's what continuously happens through all the CADs. They go backwards in time to the previous one. And all the UI...
Sorry. Steve Ellsmore, his line manager, is called Alan
Steff. Alan Steff. And who is Jane Johnson's, and can you tell me what department Jane Johnson's been transferred to, please?
I can tell you what she's listed herself as, in reality what she could be different things.
Okay.
So, sorry, Jane...
Johnson.
Is she going to be the same borough?
Yes, she was the same borough. I understand that she was the superintendent for Edmonton Police Station, but I've been told that she's been transferred to Royal Diplomatic Protection. But is there even a department called that?
Yeah, and that's what she's come up as.
She's come up as Royal Diplomatic Protection?
Yeah.
Okay, and what is that department?
Parliamentary.
Parliamentary.
Yeah.
And what about Sally Gilchrist? I think she's the legal executive director for the whole of the country. How many legal executive directors are there to the country? She's in charge of Hugh Gill Solicitors, is that correct? And she's in charge of that, of this department, of like Bo and so.
Oh, she's Directorate of Legal Services.
Yeah, is that correct?
That's what she's come up as.
And is there any other directors of legal services? Because her signature's all over the paperwork, and I've been recording everyone when I've been phoning them, and I've got her on recording as well as me sending emails to Jane and asking them to oversee